have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment. BDF, take two. The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music, from hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul. Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment. PDF, take three.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
DB Jones.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True two.
You know I got you.
The Jewel.
Broski, you know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, bitch.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems, God slaughtered them all, the harder I fall. Fighting like a scared cat, with her back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall. I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, I already prove it. You can be fan of a Jew, come at the letter to ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving to some of our children? Built a team, not just the industry theme. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond Defense is a family tree of the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children own everything.
When it comes to the years, I want my own fight. No life, thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that shit my whole life.
Receiving, one father, one mother believing. Don't follow the life I'm weeping. They say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still offer to my life, I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Trust is my life, you need it. Same friends, I'm a down KZ. In the back of the past, I leave it. I'm a dance of mind, I'm clean. For Christ, rest of Christ, may meet it. In a bird, I'm a shot and I heat it. Said I'm a loser, I say that I'm meaning. I'm independent, my life was a teeter. That's why I'm always loyal. Still receiving, but Colorado, I'm still receiving. But never stops, and I know I keep preaching. Once I swap, I never will be this. Lose the floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G Will, I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the handoff, the game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, I'm nothing to use it. Bruising the proving, I'm winning, I'm losing. Something my dudes exposed to delusion. The BDF revolution, wake up, ain't no more illusion. Concert to the union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time, define our band and herbs. Conduct with metal, touch
it, make it,
everything they do, bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. Honor the people in Chile, graduate old school veteran. Take over the nation, Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Choose your division, it's intense. Looking at watching beyond the
bed. We are beyond, we are. We are beyond the fence, we are beyond.
With this one and I've seen I've been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through fire, I'll blast. I do this for real, pretend it's a strategy. Do this a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice of training, the blood and the tears while I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shut.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Yes, 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 yes. Welcome, 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 welcome. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, welcome right here, Beyond the Radio. Shout out to the Election family. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. Yes, this is Election Radio, Beyond the Radio. David Benton, the coach, and I'm in the building. And you know what? I'm smiling with pain. That's right. I'm smiling with pain, and we are going to get into that. We definitely going to get into that. I'm smiling with pain. And I got to go on with the show. We got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. We just really hope that you really, you know, tune in and really focus. That's right. We just want you to focus. As you can see, you know, you can tell by my voice that, you know, it's really going to be a good show tonight. It's a very emotional time. So with that being said, can I get a drum roll? The Coach Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling. I'm a bit hoarse, but I'm smiling.
Coach Shay, you started your tour today. You started the I Made It tour.
I did. I want to say a great big shout out to those who might be listening today from the church. And I want to say thank you for all the phone calls that I got this morning for just, you know, congratulating me and saying you're sending your prayers and safe travels. I mean, it really felt good today to know that people are watching and people are paying attention to what we're doing. And they care enough to actually, you know, just make sure that we know that they're supportive of us. And so I want to say thank you to those people as well. For those who shared the post and are excited about what's to come for the rest of the year, just really excited about it. But today was phenomenal, Coach David. The church that I had a chance to go to, shout out to Yahweh Ministries, Lady Cheryl and her husband, Pastor John Wilson. I've been affiliated with them for some time. Actually, Lady Cheryl was one of the first people to, she did a 3-day conference back in 2017, and I was a part of that. And they had never forgotten about me. And so they had been trying for some years now to get me back with them. The pandemic happened. They called me out to do their parking lot praise in the parking lot. And it was amazing. So this morning, you know, we had an amazing time. You see the growth in everybody. The word was amazing. And just seeing so many people, Coach David, like I said, in support of it. So I made it tour. It's going to McDonough, Georgia next week. And I'm excited about that.
Yes, that's awesome. That's awesome. That is awesome. And shout out to you for putting in the hard work. You definitely getting what you deserve because you have put in the work. And that's what people have to understand, you know, to get to this type of level or to even get people to even care. You know, you got to have to work hard. You're going to have to outwork everybody, you know, and that's how it is. So it wasn't just given to you. You worked for it and you earned it. So shout out to you for putting in work, O'Shea.
No problem. And I do want to make an announcement as well for everyone listening, and it will be on the Beyond the Radio page as well, that you, Coach David, also have your event coming up, the listening party. We will have information about that coming up soon, but just want everybody to gear up because it's not, again, just Shay Samuels going out touring. This is a Beyond the Fence venture, and we all will be coming together in the month of June. So I just want to make sure everybody is aware that we have not stopped. We are going to keep going, but you have to pay attention to the Beyond the Fence page and to the Beyond the Radio page to make sure you stay up to date because people were calling like, I didn't know. And I'm like, well, we've been posting it for some time. So that's where you'll find it.
Yes, yes, yes. With that being said, can I get another drum roll? The Funny, my man, Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building?
Tommy Two Toes in the building, and I'm smiling.
Two Toes, how your week been, my brother?
Hey, it was great, man. But, hey, when we first got on the radio, man, I thought Coach Shea was using auto-tune. Y'all ain't over there, Coach Shea?
Yeah,
you know, I've been singing all day long, Tommy Two Toes, and so this is what you get after a long day of singing.
Make a joyful noise. But, hey, my brother, man, he gave me an early, April Fool's joke on me. He knew I was asleep. So he woke me up and told me, man, I need you to go to the mailbox because he got some important mail coming.
Mm-hmm.
But what he did is he hid my legs outside. So I'm waking up looking around for my legs. You know, I'm trying to find out what I did with my legs because I had my legs, you know, where they supposed to be at. You know what I'm talking about, man? And I was getting a little paranoid. Man, but he waited an hour to call me. Hey, man, your legs outside. Laughing and hung up. You know what I'm saying, man? So you see why I can't be down because of stuff like that, man? I can't be down, man. But I've been having a great week, man.
Man, that's awesome, bro. And it's people like you, man, that we need in this world, man, because this world is so chaotic. It's so crazy. So comedy, man, is so good for us. Like, it's so beautiful to laugh, and that's why we always encourage people to smile. I'm going to be so transparent with you guys. I'm going to be so honest. Like, I had a whole topic set out for Beyond the Radio. I'm like, listen, this is going to be our topic. This is one of our topics. I'm telling Coach Shay. I'm telling Tommy Two Toes. This is what we're going to talk about tonight to be a blessing to the people. And a guy that I was incarcerated with, shout out to my brother Mike Sanders, and he knows how I am in the community. I know how that brother is. And he was just like, man, DB, man, this is devastating. And he sent me a YouTube video, and it was a young lady named Khadijah Brown, and it was like, She killed her husband on Facebook Live, and, you know, it started out with them arguing. This brother was calm. He wasn't putting his hands on her. She was putting her hands on him, and all he kept saying was just stop putting your hands on me. So she pulled out a gun and told him, I will kill you. And her mother was like, you know, telling it, you know, trying to get her to calm down, but she didn't really do a good job of it either because she was kind of egging it on just a tad bit. Well, she ended up shooting this man. And I don't know if it was on purpose or accident. She started hollering and the mother started hollering. And you could just hear the children, like, crying for their dad. And you could hear either it was by this time the camera was, like, down. So I really didn't know who was talking. All I heard was either the mother or the grandmother saying, baby, just go back upstairs. You know, go back upstairs. I'm so sorry. I think it was the mom because she said, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But you could hear this kid, you know, hear the kid saying, daddy, crying. Just daddy. Instead, he crying. And me having a six-year-old daughter and having my own children, it just hurt me to the core because just to understand how these kids, like, just knowing what they probably have to go through, they got to see their dad dead right there in their home. Their own dad, their mom kills their dad. They got to see their dead dad. Now their dad is dead and the mom is going to jail for a long time. She made the threat on live. She made the threat. She said, I will kill you. They will probably never see their mom again, at least on the street. They probably would never see their mother again because of the way she made the threat. She made a promise that he will die that night. And it wasn't even 5 minutes later, this man is gone. And it hurt me so bad. It hurt me to the core because you could hear the kids in the background saying, "Daddy, no. Daddy." And if you listen, you can just hear them. And it was like, I have a six-year-old. I would never want my six-year-old to experience something like that. So with that being said, I just want to talk about us as men and women. You know, we got to be careful on the mate we choose. We got to be careful on the mate we choose. As a man, I'm going to say this. You're only going to pick a woman valuable enough on the way you see yourself, fellas. Gentlemen, you're going to get a woman based on your own value. Because there's certain women, me myself, there's certain women that I've always attracted. I never attracted a certain type of woman. Even though, you know, you might be with different types of personalities or whatever, I always attract the same type of person. And what I mean is, like, I ain't never really, you know, and it's not degrading nobody, but it's certain ones, you know what I'm saying, I always have someone who's intelligent and carry themselves a certain way. Even all my exes are doing well in life. So I always attracted a certain type of person because I understand my value. And your partner is a reflection of where you're trying to go. It's a reflection of you. But if you have a foundation and you know where you're trying to go, fellas, and you already saying, okay, if you're the head of the household, I say this all the time, you cannot call yourself a king with no kingdom. You got to have a foundation. You got to walk in excellence. That don't mean you're going to walk sinless. That means you got to walk in excellence, striving to become something great. Something greater than you currently are right now. But you're going to pick a partner who fits the mold. And I think a lot of guys are attracted to the negativity because they're negative. They're negative. I would not argue in front of my children. I repeat, I will not argue in front of my children. They was arguing, but the brother was calm. But the way they talked to each other was disgusting. The way they talked to each other was disgusting. Coach Shay, do you want to expound on that?
I don't want to expound, but I'll just, you know, from when I saw the video earlier today, I won't expound on what you were saying, but I will say my point of view from the video.
On the video.
Myself. I had an opportunity to watch the video, and I do want to give a shout out to my mom. As I was watching the video, I watched a young lady in what we would call a toxic relationship, very toxic. And so I know for a fact that I have been called that a few times in this lifetime within the last few years. And so I had a chance to bounce up what toxicity actually looks like. And I believe that her mother probably was kind of the fuel that was lighting the fire, instead of being able to be an asset or valuable piece of information that could have either kept her calm before that or voice of reason. I don't see that they were that. So that's in the bloodline. And so when I heard the mom speaking, I was very taken back by the fact that she was attacking the young man as well. At some point during the video, you could see she probably thought things were getting escalated or could see that they were getting escalated, and she tried to stop it. But I really thought about that for myself, and I thought about it from my mother's perspective, and I thought, you know, women, I will speak to the women and say that you do have to have a great voice in your ear. there are some things that, you know, people call them generational curses, but you know toxicity when you see it. You know negativity when you see it. You know, I've had cousins, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, who didn't mind busting windows out of a man's car or, you know, I hate to say, pulling out a knife on somebody, and that just never was my forte. But seeing the level of toxicity that was there, that's generational. And they weren't afraid to do it together. And so my charge would be for the women to get good people in your ear, to get people in your ear who are going to keep you, even if you, we call it a safe space, but understand that there are so many things that can happen, such as this, this person shooting her husband on video, Facebook Live, putting their business air. This was her husband. This wasn't a boyfriend. This is somebody she was married to. So there had to be people in their life at that point of time that should have been able to even identify this level of toxicity from the beginning. Facebook Live probably was just kind of, because there's a few videos out there that kind of show parts of this, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes. There's one part where it was showing, like you said, Coach David, he was trying his best to get out of there. He was trying his best, and at one point he kind of shoot her hand away, like, get out of my face. He's trying to go somewhere. And so, you know, I don't know, of course, what led up to that, where, first of all, the gun being in the house, but I don't know what led up to that. But for me, what I want to charge the women with is, first and foremost, watch who's speaking over you. So if you know for a fact that you have toxicity running in your blood, you know, because you got the cousins, you hear your mom, you hear your aunts, how they're talking to their men. This was a lifelong generation thing that had to be there because the mom was at the house. So if you don't have that, you, and some people, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, let me say this. Some people really don't know because they've been in it so long. Some people really don't know. Some people would watch that same video and feel like she popped them and it was okay. And some people are going to look at it like I did today. One, I'm going to be honest with you and say, thank God that I'm not that. And then two, thank God for the mother that I have and the upbringing that I have had that made me who I am today. And three, thank you for common sense. So if you don't have, you know, if you're a woman who has, you know, I have simple, you know, my mama tell anybody, I go from 0 to 100 in a heartbeat. But it takes a lot for me to get there. So when I'm there, I have to be able to control that. Get yourself around people that can help you to control that. And I'm thankful for my circle today for that. For the young man, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, I have to say, even for his friends, you know, Coach David, you have a great circle of friends. Tommy Two Toes, I have yet. You know Coach David, so I would say I know a form of your friendships. But getting around men who you can actually get around to talk with or talk to before it gets to that point. That threat wasn't a new threat. The way that she was reacting, that wasn't new. She was comfortable with that. Comfortable. Now, if he's always like that, I mean, he got shot, so it's wrong. But if he's always that calm of a demeanor, then I would say he probably had the right people in his ear to make sure that he was always that calm. I'm sure there were things that could have happened to de-escalate that, like calling the police, but it was a comfortable situation for both of them. So I just want to say that. There's more, Coach David, but I do want to give the floor to Tommy Two Toes.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to watch the video, but I will admit I might be a little toxic magnet or something, because if you want to find a toxic woman in the room, let Tommy Two Toes pick her out. I crap out every time I go in the dating pool, you know. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But to touch base on that subject, yeah, it has to be something that's habitually been going on in that household, because it sounds like she was a little too comfortable to even, you know, approach him in that manner.
Right, definitely. It was just sad, man. You definitely, Tommy Two Toes, and I know this is something that you really wasn't expecting, bro, because we had a whole nother topic, and I just now decided to come with this topic because it was so sad. It was definitely it really touched me. You know what I'm saying? It hurt me. Just the kids. And, you know, us is a community of people. Like, we're making this a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're comfortable discrediting one another. We're comfortable talking bad about one another. I don't even want to call it a generational curse. I don't believe in them no more. Like, I used to, like, say it as well, but to be honest, what's taught is taught. And, you know, you don't have to be who you are if you don't choose to be. Like, for me, it's like, if you curse, that means it's something really against your will. You know, it's like, that's just what it's going to be in your life. But some of these things, even though they're taught to you, you don't have to go by it. You know, you don't have to be who your parents are. You don't have to be. It's not in your blood. Like, I got to be this person. If your parents are thieves, you don't have to be a thief. It's not in your blood to say, well, you know what? I'm cursed. Sometimes we make excuses. And I think a lot of these things are choices, but at the same time, a lot of us are programmed. A lot of us are going are products of our environments. I say this because I sold drugs. I was in a gang. My mom is so not like that. My dad is so not like that. My dad don't smoke no marijuana. My mama didn't smoke marijuana, but I did. I chose to. My mom was not a drinker. Maybe when I was like a little kid, but from the time I was 8, all I did was see my mama just praise the Lord. But I started drinking. My dad stopped when I was like 9, 10 years old. But they showed me hard work, and they are good parents. But I still was opposite. You know, my dad never been married, never been engaged. But that don't mean, but I ended up becoming a married man. Because, yeah, I remember they told me that it was in my blood to be with many women. That's what was told. Man, it's in our blood to cheat. And I used to make that excuse, it's in our blood. I have sisters, they say, it's in our blood to cheat, it's in our blood. So we never was really good at commitment. Never was really good at commitment. But as I matured, I realized that's just an excuse. I do not have to be what I was taught. All I have to do is exercise positivity and the greatness within and the principles of God. And they're not only just in our Bible, people, they're in our Bibles, they're in the Torah, the Pentateuch, the Quran, whatever you choose. Whatever you choose, I'm not mad about what a person chooses as long as they choose righteousness. I'm only speaking for myself because I see so much chaos and turmoil in this world. So I appreciate you, Tommy Two Toes, man, for even just freestyling what you're saying, because right now we're all three of us are just up here freestyling. This wasn't planned. This was like I literally seen the video 5 minutes before the show, and I am really hurt by the way we do one another. I am so hurt. And you right, Coach, like, her mom was agitated, and then she tried to calm it down. But by that time, it was really too late. It was really too late, and I'm pretty sure more will come out later on. You know?
Yeah, and that was the thing I was saying, too. Like, it was on Facebook, so, of course, your friends get that live, and somebody had to know either what she and how she is responding. Like, that just couldn't have been new. Like you said, Coach David, there's probably lots of variables that are going to come out. You know, unfortunately, the young man got shot, like I said, and we all are saying it. For those of you who haven't seen the video, I don't really want to post it on the Beyond the Radio page for you to see because it is very graphic content, but you can YouTube it. It's just been all over, different people giving different versions of it, but someone had to see this live. I know for a fact that my circle would probably even see a post of me that didn't sound like me, and they would come to me, or they would come to my rescue, they would come to my aid. So someone had to see that this young lady was on there for, it wasn't 5 minutes, it wasn't 10 minutes. And even on his end, he was on the phone with a family member just kind of as a person to be a witness to what was going on, but that wasn't enough. So we have to know even when to get the law involved. So I know we'll talk about that after the music break.
All right.
So with that
being
said,
with the music.
Where the music.
Yeah. Block star.
You start a block.
David Benton.
In real life, you know.
We cool.
Yes, yeah.
We up.
All the way up.
We way up. Let's go. Ready?
Let's go then.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
Up to the tippy.
Up to the tip.
I'm all the way up.
I can see it.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
They got me my witness.
They got me my witness.
I'm all the way up.
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 I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up,
up,
I'm out of the city, I'm all the way up,
all the way up,
they got me for winning,
they all the way up,
I'm all the way up,
take it big,
I'm all the way up,
let's go,
I'm all the way up,
this game so cold that I'm shivering, so keep that heat for the middle man, if I bust it down, it's too bad, that play time's like 16 grand, did hand to hands, went from ground to pounds, went from being the man with no plan, trying to survive, trying to get by, but stand true to who I am, I'm a father, I'm a former, that with three stepdaughters. Had to be smarter, plant some seeds, fertilizer, add water. Long as the sun gon' shine, we rise the ground, shut it down, switch further. Can't nobody take this away, it's like culture. We cultivate, we motivate, we stand away. We get to the money in multiple ways. Sometimes I'm out for multiple days, picking up a bag in multiple places. I'll do the guy's traces, ain't nobody out here catching no cases. Four grown boys, one baby boy, I'm setting samples of voices.
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up.
Up to the tippy,
up to the tip.
I'm all the way up,
all the way up.
I can't steal it,
I can't steal it.
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up.
They got me my witness,
they got me my witness.
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up.
Up to the tippy,
up to the tip.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up,
all the way up.
They got me my win,
they got me my win.
I'm all the way up,
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 I'm all the way up.
In it, nobody I trust in it. Grew up in the rough city, I'm on a narrow road, doing a buck 50. Coming too much in it. Now I got 6 digits. I came out of prison, made nothing but pennies. I'm chilling the greatest love of all. That's why I love Whitney. Growth, success is infinite. My spirit with God is intimate. Don't get it, go figure it. This is direct, not figured. But why you so sensitive? I'm into Benjamins. You into sisters living, and I don't got time for it. Executing my vision and steadily building, cause God got the mind for it. Hustling and grind for it. Never taking God's glory. Blessing a whole lot of children, but that baby ain't ours, Maury. The baby we birth is beyond the fence. Soaring like eagles, like Donovan. And selling to colleges or getting the trade. That's why I'm so proud of them. It's real over here. Take care of our kids over here. Let's make this clear to your ear. I'm a cheery cheer. That's why I smile to ear. No fear over here. Just ambition. Where I have the vision. Expand with it. I am consistent. I plan different. That's why I make a grand name.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
Up to the tippy.
Up to the tip.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up.
I can't understand.
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up.
They got me my witness,
they got me my witness.
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up,
I'm all the way up.
Up to the tip,
up to the tip.
I'm all the way up,
up,
down the street,
I'm
all the way up,
I'm all the way up.
They got me my witness,
they got me my witness.
I'm all the way up,
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 I'm all the way up. Yup, 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 yup.
There's so many times in life where you question what God has for you. You know, for every purpose there's a plan. Well, I was that way too. And one day I just decided to move. And I encourage you to do the same thing as I tell you a little bit about me. 17 with two babies outside. Nearly had me going crazy outside. I
never thought I'd see the sunshine again.
So I just kept on pushing, but you,
you gave me life, you gave me hope, you gave me everything. You gave me life, you gave me hope, this is the song I sang. About the age of 27, I knew what I would be. What people didn't see in me,
you saw a masterpiece.
Growing up in this cold, cold world, walking around with so much shame.
I wasn't popular in high school,
people barely even knew my name.
But you,
you gave me life.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I'm your co-host, Coach Shay Samuels, and I'm on with your main man, Coach David Benton and Tommy Two Toes. Listen, we have a very, 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 very important topic that we're talking about tonight. But first, let me give a big shout out to our sponsors and also recognition of the two songs that were played tonight. The first song was All the Way Up. That is by David Benton featuring Blockstar. And I made it the About Me. That is myself and G Will. G Weezy is what I call him. Shout out to him. And again, we are currently working on the I Made It tour that is going from state to state. But first, again, the shout-outs. We want to give a great big shout-out to Paula G, Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight. You guys know that every week we talk about how important it is for you to have an effective and a professional voiceover for all of your voiceover needs. If you are a music director or program director, we want to make sure that you know that a voiceover is going to take your audience from zero to so much more, put it that way. But Paula G has expanded her reach this year, and so not only is she doing voiceovers for infomercials and commercials, she is also doing some tune-ups to the websites. If you have a tutorial, if you have speaking opportunities for your website, we want you to look Paula G up. Look her up at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com and let her know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you. And again, you can find that information on Beyond the Radio. We also want to give a great big shout out to G Will. G Weezy is what I call him. If you're looking for a DJ in the surrounding Knoxville area, virtual experiences, he will travel just about anywhere to get to you. If you have a birthday, if you have a wedding, if you have a fitness event coming up, look G Will up at beyondthefence.org. That's BEYONDAFENCE.org. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Hey, Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC, a Beyond the Fence expansion company. If you are a new business or an existing business and you're looking to do something different with your business, Let's Talk Business. You can reach into us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. There you will also find on our Facebook page our workshops, our seminars, and everything else you need to know about business, including business tips. Again, visit us at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group on Facebook, LTB Consulting Group on Instagram, and on YouTube at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group. Coach David, back to you.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for those. Thank you for the sponsors, Coach Shay. Great job as always. But yeah, if you're just now tuning in, right on Beyond the Radio, we're talking about Khadijah Brown. She's a lady that was on Facebook Live, and she executed her husband on Facebook Live, and I think that happened today, maybe today, or did it just come out today? I don't know, but I got it today, 5 minutes before the show, and like I said, it touched me because of those children. And the thing about it, what hurt me was like, okay, us as a community, us as a culture, it's like, why do we gotta put all these things on Facebook Live? Like, why we gotta go live with everything? Like, what was that live for? Like, why would you say, okay, I'm about to go live and do damage to my family? I'm going to go live with it. Like, why would you even put your personal life, like, why would you put your argument on live? She started out saying, well, he don't do. Oh, he's terrible. He's this and he's that. And what I don't like, what we do, like, why do we, you know, we date someone and we put it all on Instagram, we put it on TikTok, we put it on Facebook. Why do we put each other on blast? Like, what is the point of that? We are putting our business and giving our business to people who really don't care at all. Oh, yeah, they like it because people like drama. And people like negativity. You could post things and it'll get 5-6 likes. Or you place manipulative things that appears to be positive. You get 100 likes. But post some negativity. Oh, man, it'll go viral. You post some negativity and foolishness, it goes viral. I don't get that. Tommy Two Toes, because I know you didn't really get to say anything before the break. So when you think of these things, brother, what is really going through your mind right now, bro, as we talk about this? Even though you haven't seen the video, you've seen a lot of foolishness. So what do you think about this with our community?
The bottom line is, from my point of view, people are addicted to attention. I want you to know what I'm going through. I want you to, you know, I want you to see what I got going on. When it's negative, especially negative, because like you said, you know, people are drawn into negativity. And you're right, because I make a lot of posts, and every time I possibly say something, you know, serious, two people, you know, like it. But let me throw some foolery in there, and I'm, you know, poster of the week, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
the bottom line is, people are addicted to attention, and I mean negative attention.
That's true, and I don't get it. I really don't, man. It bothers me because, you know, at one point in time, man, you know, my mom is in her 70s, and I know back in their days, the way they taught us, man, they fed off intelligence. Like, they wanted us to be intelligent. You know, they thrived off of it. For us today, our generation, we just terrible parents, man. We in the clubs with our children nowadays. We want to be our children's friends. You know, I see them just being their children's friend. That, like, how can you expect your child to respect you when you're putting them on your level? And it's sad, you know, us as a culture. And I'm only saying these things because it promotes what we would call generational curses. It just promotes more because it seems like it's getting worse instead of better. You know, and with technology, like, it's dumbing our children down much more. It's getting to a point our children ain't going to even really be able to spell. That's why they have to spell. Like, your phone will spell it for you. You know, you don't even got to learn how to spell anymore. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, us as a community, man, I just wish our culture to do so much better. And it bothers me. Us as men must protect our women. Us as men must help raise our children to be more responsible. I do not want my daughter feeling that she doesn't need a man in her life. Can she survive without a man? Absolutely. But I want her to know that a partner is necessary. A male partner is definitely necessary in her life. And I want her to see me producing a healthy relationship. You know, even though me and her mom is not together, I always want her to see that I respect her mother. I value her mother. I would not argue in front of her with her mother. You know, even the times her mother probably go off the deep end and just spaz out on me, I still refuse to do it back. Because I just can't allow my daughter to see me as a guy to just do these things. And even me, myself, I get out of control sometimes, but that's when I got to reel myself back in and understand what I'm doing is just not healthy. So, Shay?
Yeah, going back to the actual video and just what you were saying, why people put their stuff on Facebook like that, well, it's just become the common trend, unfortunately. You know, there's so many good things that we can use Facebook for, and I know the intent in the beginning was for people to find their families that they hadn't seen, stay connected to those that they might not get a chance to see often, people who've moved to different states. The pandemic definitely was a great tool during the pandemic. A lot of people use social media to stay in touch with one another, to keep people laughing like Tommy Two Toes. You know, a lot of challenges came out of it, like great challenges. We had the I'm Good challenge. But there was a lot of good use for Facebook. Unfortunately, there's a common denominator, which is Facebook can make things look the way that they're not. Coach David, I hate to say that this isn't the only tragedy that's happened on Facebook, though. There are people who've committed suicide live on Facebook. We remember the young lady who wrote a letter to her family and committed suicide on Facebook. You know, and I think Tommy Tuto said it, the attention that it brings. There are a lot of police brutality that is shown on Facebook as well. And so Facebook has really just become the tool that we utilize, or people utilize, to kind of get that message across. Unfortunately, it will turn into a message, but it brings to life things that we didn't know about. During the pandemic, the Facebook was actually used too for women who were struggling with domestic abuse. Women were actually using Facebook to call out or to kind of do alerts, because they were literally not in the home as much as they would normally be, but the pandemic caused them to be at home. Child abuse was the same. And so to just piggyback off of your question, just kind of why are we using Facebook? Because it's just become the trend. People fight on Facebook, unfortunately. They're showing young kids fighting, and it's adults. Like you said, Coach David, what's happening with the adults? It's the adults who were recording it. And so, you know, we have to get back to utilizing Facebook for what it was intended for, but it's been so widespread. I think the only way, unfortunately, we might be able to get away with this or to do away with what's happening is to go back to MySpace. But that's right. Pretty much where it's coming from. But I go back to what I said earlier, Coach David, you know, you got to know who you're around. You know, if you see a friend on Facebook, you know, there's something people know when others have been hacked. Somebody says something that does not match the person's personality. You're going to get a phone call immediately. That's how you know you're around the right people. Somebody hacked my page once. Well, I'm not going to talk about me. Tommy Two Toes, your page might have been hacked once. And, you know, somebody texted you and said, hey, I think your page has been hacked. How do they know that? Because you said something, or whoever has your page said something you wouldn't typically say. Oh, they weren't funny exactly. Today. They were serious. That wasn't you, you know. So somebody has to be aware, and it goes back to your circle. If your circle is not aware that you are in distress while utilizing Facebook, and I'm sure the neighbors were on that page, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes. I'm sure cousins. Yeah. I mean, there's stars and hearts and sad faces and mad faces going up all day. You know, if you look at it, they're just going to town. Comments are being made. And I can't really read the comments, but people were watching it. Anybody could have called 911 to say, this is not going to look, this ain't looking good. If somebody looked at that and they said, oh, that's just them, then that's really just who they typically are. And unfortunately, it led to that. Back to you, Coach David.
What's sad is a lot of times people make threats. And everybody around them, like, they bluffing. They're not going to really do it. And then you have that person say, okay, well, you don't think I'll do it? And just to prove a point. Now, this lady, life is over. It's done. Her life is over. Our emotions take us way too far out. Way too far out. And you know what I don't want to do? Is blame the devil for it. We got to get back to our morals. We got to get back to our morals. We got to get back to loving who we are. One thing about us, and I'm saying this as a black man, we hate who we are. We hate ourselves. We look in the mirror and we hate that person. We hate that person in the mirror. And we hate that person in the mirror so much that anybody who looked like that person in the mirror, we despise it. We do. Our communities are terrible. We'll claim a community that we have no land in. We don't own nothing in it. We don't respect one another. We don't treat one another right. And like you were saying, Coach, how, you know, you got adults videoing these certain type of, you know, these videos. I see comments like people share kids fighting one another. They're fighting. And I see the comments, they laughing. And I'm like, what is so funny about us looking like a fool? What is amusing about looking like a fool? And we get mad when everybody out of other cultures think we're fools. We get upset. That's why I'm so for our community. That's why I'm so for the gentlemen to be better human beings. That's why I take it serious, because I don't want what's getting publicized, us as black people, that we look like we acting like animals. So guess what? We're being publicized as animals. So when people see us, that's what they recognize, animals. Because that's what's publicized. They're not publicizing this brother who became a doctor. They're not publicizing this lady who's a school teacher or a nurse or this brother who's a policeman and do his job. No, they only publicizing the negative side of black people.
And Coach David, if I can say there too, I could say for the sake of this young man that we're talking about, you know, that you don't see his demeanor a lot in different in a lot of black men either. So he was very calm and he was, you know, trying to excuse himself, get himself out of there. He wasn't yelling at her. He wasn't putting his hands on her. He didn't do anything. Like, he wasn't calling her out her name. He wasn't doing anything of the sort. He just kept, he continued to say, like, I want to get my stuff and go. I want to get my stuff and go. I'm sure, again, more could have been done where he could have just walked out, and we'll get more of the story, of course, when it's finally, like, comes or hits to that point where we'll get more of that story. But you don't really get a chance to see that, and so that also may not get the attention that her shooting her will get. So the fact that he was very calm, the fact that he was collected, the fact that he had someone on the phone to be witness, the fact that he didn't attack the mom, most men don't care. Most men will do whatever they need to do, but he did not even tell the mom to be quiet. He just told the girl, give me my keys, let's go. I want to go, I want to go, I want to go. And so that probably won't get the publicity that it should. Who knows what'll come up after all of this? It'll probably be made out to be, you know, him a bad person. But I did want to acknowledge that piece of it while you're saying it, that he was very calm in his demeanor, and you really don't get a chance to see that in black men in media.
And that's true, because I would have snapped out. I would have went straight off. Listen here, you ain't going, I would have went crazy. So that's where I'm still learning from, and that blessed me by you saying that, because it's like, man, that brother stayed calm. But then it's so scary, because it's like, if he would have defended himself, would he be alive? You get what I'm saying? Like, that's just, it's the hard truth. If he would have defended himself before, when she first started hitting him, would he be alive? But what's crazy is it's like a double standard. Because if he would have went off and flipped out before she even got to a weapon, he probably would have went to jail. He probably would have went to jail.
Yeah, so I would say, like, men or women.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Coach Ed.
Now, go ahead, whatever you're about to say, because we only got 3 minutes anyway.
Yeah, I was just going to say, for men or women, you know, ever in that situation, like, I would say just if you can leave, there's no reason why you can never leave the situation, like, just walk out the door. You know, I mean, I think everybody has a countenance of their temper. You know how far you can go. You know how far you won't go. I would say, you know, if you're listening tonight and you mimic the behavior of the young lady on the Facebook page, learn to just get up and go. Don't egg it on. Don't push yourself to a limit. Don't push the other person to the limit. Like, just get up and go. If you feel threatened in any way, call the police. You might not want to call the police on your spouse, especially in the world that we live in now, because a lot of people aren't making it out. But men, call a ride if you don't have a vehicle. Women, call a ride if you don't have a vehicle. But there were kids in the house, and so that's really how we started, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, that there were kids in the house. And so hurt breeds hurt. What these kids saw is going to tarnish and hurt them for the rest of their lives. It's going to, I mean, they're probably going to have nightmares. So keep the children in prayer. Keep the family in prayer. You know, the kids are going to have to live with that for the rest of their lives, seeing that firsthand by, you know, their mom. You don't know the relationship they're going to have with their mom after this. So you just don't know. So the kids were in the house. If you have children around you, I am not an advocate of arguing around anyone's children. I don't want anyone arguing with my granddaughters. I have a 1 and 3 year old, and I don't want them to think that is how life should be. My daughters and I used to argue a lot. As I get older, I realize that was not the right thing to do. So I'm using my time now to really work on building a solid foundation with them. But my mom did that with me too. But we all have a great relationship that we're building. So for the kids' sake, get some help, get out the space, get out the home, and make sure the kids aren't seeing you guys do that.
I appreciate that, Closez, and I definitely 100% agree with that. Tommy Two Toes, you have anything to say in the closing? We got 1 minute left, my brother.
Well, let me talk fast. Yes, Coach David, you definitely pulled a 52 fake out, but ain't nothing wrong with that, man, because the spirit had you in the mood to talk about something different, and so be it. But I want to give a shout-out very quickly to that musical selection from tonight, because something got to be wrong with your blood pressure if all the way up don't get you hyped, because y'all seen my favorite dance move I was doing in the studios when it came out. I was doing the Stanky Prosthetic. And then Coach Shay, hey, I love her song, I Made It, because, you know, it makes me turn into a sensitive thug, you know what I mean? My eyes start sweating, because we all have been through a situation that we thought we weren't going to be able to get over, and then we made it, you know what I mean? So I just want to give everybody a shout out for the great music. Right. Definitely.
Shout out. And shout out to Sophia Ransom, Apostle Sophia Ransom and Paula G Voice, who's listening tonight. Sophia said that that's going to be that's her song. Put it that way. We'll save the rest of the information for later, but that's her song. So she came in and said, all the way up. We all the way up.
That's right. That's right. We thank y'all. We love y'all. Y'all tune in next week right here on Beyond the Radio. Shout out to the Nation family. Y'all go to the Facebook pages, Beyond the Radio, Beyond the Fence, David Benton, Thomas Baker, which is Tommy Two Toes, and Coach Shay Samuels. We love y'all. We thank y'all. So with that being said, put the music.
Several nights, and he's calling me to help him on his way. If I didn't mind, could I stay on the phone and pray? So I walk into the living room, and Lord, this is what I said to you, cause you're the only way. Could barely hold my eyes. Then my boss, he called me in the office by surprise. To myself, oh Lord, I put this in your hand. And with fear, I went to him, said, here I am. Close the door, I know that you're a praying man. My heart is heavy and I'm in need of counseling. I think I'm about to lose the love of my life. The doctor says she's ill, but I can't lose my wife. Your blessings.